This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.
In times like these, we need the armor of God for the well-being of our families, to help you stand in the evil day. The Church of God International presents Armor of God, a program of biblical understanding. And now your host, Mike James.
Hi, thanks for joining us for another edition of the Armor of God. We're glad you're with us today. What I want to talk about today is, where is the United States headed? When we look at our country today, I see some deep divisions. It seems as if the country's been split down the middle for a period of time now. And things were not like this just 30 years ago. When we look back at the time frame of about 1989, 1990, we see the United States at its zenith. The Cold War had ended. The United States had won. The Soviet Union had imploded. All of those countries that were under the heel of the Russians were no longer under that heel. The Germans reunited. The Berlin Wall came down. And there was actually an article that was written by a man named Francis Fukuyama. And this article declared the end of history. That the United States was the only superpower in the world, and many were looking out into the future and seeing a period of prosperity to come. But we know that did not happen. History did not end. Soon after the United States was at its zenith, we were hit by our first bombing of the World Trade Center. The Gulf War came in the early 1990s, and by the late 90s, the United States was dealing with the specter of terrorism. The Khobar Towers bombing in Saudi Arabia, the USS Cole bombing, and then the 9/11 bombings and what happened to the U.S. We had to go into an attack on terrorism, a worldwide attack on terrorism. And that led to what? It led to a war in Afghanistan. It led to a war in Iraq. The United States depleted billions and billions of dollars over the years 2001 to today on the fight for terrorism. And what was happening when the United States had its eyes on the terrorist specter? The Russians were building hypersonic missiles. The Russians were building satellite-destroying weapons that they have at a greater capability than we have today. And what about the Chinese? They were rising in the East, where today the Chinese are spoken about as the next world superpower. They are right there on the cusp of surpassing the United States economically, technologically, and possibly in the future, militarily. How did this happen? What's going on in the world today, and what is going to happen to the United States in the future? That's what I want to talk about on today's program. Before we go any further, what I'd like to do is I'd like to offer you a free CD. The CD that I would like to offer you on today's program is titled The Problem with Freedom. Now, what is the problem with freedom? Well, it is freedom. Please get that CD to understand that catch-22. I also want you to get the free pamphlet titled Are Christians Under the Law? One of the reasons I believe the United States is in trouble is we've left our God. We are no longer obedient to our God. And if we don't turn back, we will be a nation in turmoil. Please get Are Christians Under the Law to learn more about this interesting subject. To get both of these items free of charge, all you need to do is call us toll-free at 1-888-578-8791. That's 1-888-578-8791. Or you can order by visiting our website. Go to www.cgi.org. That's www.cgi.org. You can also go to that website to learn more about our weekly sermon webcast at www.cgi.org. You can also download this CD, The Problem with Freedom, and you can get the booklet, Are Christians Under the Law, from our website. Go to the menu heading Media, choose Sermons, or choose Literature, and you can download that material there. You can also download that material at our CGI Digital Network app. To get the app free of charge, go to the Amazon, Apple, or Google app stores, and you can download that digital network app. Thanks again for joining us on today's program. We're looking at what's next for the United States. And what I said at the top of the program was, when you look back to about 1990, the United States was at its zenith. It was the lone superpower in the world. The Soviet Union had disintegrated and was no longer the power that it used to be. But in only 30 short years, the world is a different place, and it is a different place for the United States. We see turmoil in our country. The nation seems to be divided, and the specter of China on the rise is telling us, at least some political scientists, that China will usurp the United States as the chief superpower in the not-too-distant future. Now, why is this happening? Well, I think that the answer is in the pages of our Bible. We can draw some parallels between the United States and ancient Israel. Let me give you one right off the bat. Ancient Israel came out of Egypt. They were a slave people, and God freed them from Egypt. Think about how the United States was started. People who were religiously persecuted in Europe came to this country to flee that persecution. They were freeing themselves so they could worship the true God, just like ancient Israel was freed from Egypt to come out and worship the true God. That is a big parallel between ancient Israel and the United States right there. A second one is the same God. The ancient Israelites are worshiping or were worshiping the God known as YHWH, just like the first Christians who came to the United States. They were worshiping that same God. When you look at the Israelites, they were God's chosen people. The United States today, the most populous Christian nation in the world. And with that comes some responsibility. And let me talk a little bit about that. I'm going to turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 28, and I'm going to show you what the God of Israel said to Israel when he brought them out of Egypt. In Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 1, he says this, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all nations of the earth." Interesting. He would set them high above all nations of the earth. Now, Israel, ancient Israel, never achieved that status. They were never higher than ancient Egypt or ancient Assyria or ancient Babylonia. They had reached a zenith in the Davidic and Solomonic kingdoms, but if you look at history, that zenith was never as high as some of the other great powers of the time. But interestingly enough, the United States did reach a zenith that was above all nations of the earth. And before the United States, the United Kingdom was once above all nations of the earth. Now, that's a subject for another day, but let me get back to my subject at hand. Notice what else God said to ancient Israel. And this is the flip side of things, folks. He also said in Deuteronomy 28 and verse 15, "But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee." So there's two sides to this coin. If you're going to say, "I'm your God, this is what you need to do, and I'm going to take care of you." But if I'm your God and you don't do what I want you to do, then you will be hammered. You are going to be brought low. I believe that admonition is still extant for the United States today. And just like the UK has come down dramatically from what it used to be, I believe that that can happen to the United States because of what I see happening in our country today. We are moving further from our God rather than closer to our God. And let me draw that parallel for you as succinctly as I can by turning to 1 Kings chapter 11 in your Bibles. And let's take a look at what was going on right before the nation of Israel was destroyed. In 1 Kings chapter 11, I'm going to pick it up there in verse 26. 1 Kings 11, 26. "And Jeroboam the son of Nebat, an Ephrathite of Zeredah, Solomon's servant, whose mother's name was Zeruah, a widow woman, even he lifted up his hand against the king." Now, dropping down to verse 28, "And the man Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor. And Solomon, seeing the young man that he was industrious, he made him ruler over all the charge of the house of Joseph." Now, watch what happens here in verse 29. "And it came to pass at that time, when Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem, the prophet Ahijah, the Shilonite, found him in the way, and he had clad himself with a new garment, and they too were alone in the field." Now watch what the prophet says to Jeroboam, dropping down to verse 31. "And he said to Jeroboam, take thee 10 pieces, For thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, Behold, I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon and will give 10 tribes to thee. This is the beginning of the end for Israel. The kingdom is split in two. Jeroboam becomes the leader of the northern tribes of Israel, and the final other two tribes are still part of what is known as the kingdom of Judah. So the kingdom is split, and it was split by God. Why did God weaken his kingdom, his people? Well, the answer is right here in verse 33 of 1 Kings 11. Listen carefully to why God tore the kingdom apart. 1 Kings 11, verse 33. Because that they have forsaken me and have worshipped Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, and Milcom, the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways to do that which is right in mine eyes and to keep my statutes and my judgments as did David his father. Do you see why God split the kingdom? Because they were not following God anymore. Idolatry had reached a fever pitch. Even the great King Solomon, who at one time had a great relationship with God, he was taken away by his multiple wives from other nations who had other gods. And Solomon created temples for these other gods. The Israelites got into the worship of these false gods. Now, you say the United States is still a Christian nation. Well, it is, but our numbers of Christians are going down dramatically. If you look at statistics from the 1950s, over 90% of Americans claim Christianity as their religion. The most recent survey I've seen is having that number down to 68% of Americans now claim that their religion is Christianity. When we go back to the 1950s and we look at the number of out-of-wedlock children that were born, we find that number at around 10%. When we look at recent surveys on that number today, that number is up over 40%. And what does God say about marriage? What does God want in the relationship between a male and female? That, hey, you can have some children and go after other women and men? No, he doesn't say that at all. In Genesis chapter 2 and verse 24, it says, in Genesis 2:24, it says this, Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. God instituted marriage for a reason. Within the family environment, we begin to understand what love is. Love is what God is, and we can only understand it if we are in that family environment that helps us understand the concept of love. God also speaks about adultery. He speaks about lust. And what does he say about that in his word? In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 27, he gives us this admonition. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 27. You have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. But what is the United States doing in regard to lust? We are pushing lust to the world. We are making billions and billions of dollars through the pornography industry, and the United States is the chief pusher of pornography to the world. What do you think God thinks about that? What about homosexuality? Again, I feel for those who are homosexual. I feel for those who are transgender and don't understand how God has created them. There are a number of reasons why people get involved in homosexuality, in transgenderism, but you can overcome that. And I've read the literature, I've read the research information on those subjects and know that it can be overcome. But what does God say in His Word about this particular subject? If we look in Romans chapter 1, we will see a lot of information on what God has to say about homosexuality and transgenderism. In Romans chapter 1, I'm going to begin reading there in verse 26. Listen to what it says here. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. So God is allowing us to go our own way because we are going away from Him. And if we look at the United States in 2015, we made homosexual marriage legal in this country. But what does our God say about that? Again, we're going in the opposite direction of what God wants us to do, and I believe we're going to pay for it at some time in the future. Now, I'm a sinner like everyone else. The difference is this. I believe the Bible. I believe God considers my thoughts and some of my actions sin, so I work to overcome that and repent of it. But those who say, this is the way I want to be, this is the way I want to act, are not taking into account that God is the God of all people, and He is the God of this country, and He will punish those countries who take Him up to be their God. When we say we're a Christian nation, we are claiming the God of this Bible, but remember what He said in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28. I will bless you if you follow me. I will curse you if you walk away from me. And it's not just these topics that I've just mentioned becoming the new idolatry today. What about abortion? Yes, abortion. We're killing 500,000 to 600,000 children a year in this country. What does God think about that? Well, I'll tell you what God thinks about it. In Genesis chapter 1 and verses 26 and 27, God says He created man in His own image. So when we destroy those fetuses, when we destroy those little babies forming in the wombs of women, what do you think God thinks about that? Now, I could go on and on about various sins in this country, but I think I've touched on a number of them. But what is sin? Sin is the transgression of God's law. We read that in 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. So it's not just the things I've mentioned. It's things like this. God has a Sabbath day, and He tells us from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset, we're supposed to take a break. We're supposed to take a rest. Are we doing that in this country? God has holy days that He's created. Not Christmas, not Easter, but in the book of Leviticus chapter 23, we read about God's holy days. There are Christians in this country, the majority of them, who do not even understand that to sin is to not observe God's Sabbath day correctly. To sin is to not observe God's holy days correctly. So I want to expose that. I want to make us aware of that because we can repent and come back to God. But if we don't, if we continue in this pattern, that a reckoning is coming. God will not be mocked. He will destroy His people if His people do not come back to Him. Please listen to some words from my colleague on this interesting subject, and I'll see you next time on the Armor of God.
Wow, what a program Mike had for all of us today. I don't know if you caught it or not, but he mentioned a very incredible statement. And that statement was very simply that the United States of America, believe it or not, is the largest Christian nation in the world. And it doesn't come without responsibility, my friends. Deuteronomy chapter 28, Leviticus chapter 26, all brings to mind the fact that any nation that adopts the God of Israel, it comes with responsibility. And yet today the indications are that the United States is drifting away, abandoning the very God of Israel. Years ago, back in the 1950s, 90% of the population claimed to be Christian. Today, about 68%. Children born out of wedlock back in the 1950s, 10%. Today, in 2020, 40% of children are born out of wedlock due to fornication, adultery, you name it. And again, the morals, the values, and the standards that we see surrounding us today are very clear that it is not correlating with the very Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through about 5 will tell it very clearly that we are lawless and becoming very, very disrespectful toward God. Romans chapter 1 illustrates that we are worshipers of the creation more than the Creator. My friends, indications are clear that the responsibilities that we have as a nation to the God of Israel are being abandoned. And that is putting us in a whole lot of danger as far as God is concerned. Each and every one of us need to come to recognize, my friends, that we must recognize the need to repent. And that's why we've got some offers for you that we'd like to get into your hands. So go ahead right now, hit us up on our website at www.cgi.org, or you can call us at 888-578-8791. Get these two offers that we're offering for you. Are Christians Under the Law? This is a very good article that you can read about and gives you the reasons why we must repent. We must come to recognize why we must repent as a nation. And a CD that you can download by MP3 format, The Problem with Freedom. The problem with freedom, and the problem with freedom in many cases is that we can't discipline ourselves, or we don't discipline ourselves like we should. So my friends, get these two offers. This is Bill Watson reminding you always, as we often do, you keep on that armor of God so that you may stand in these evil days.
Armor of God and the free material offered is brought to you by the Church of God International of Tyler, Texas. You may write to us at 3900 Thames Street, Tyler, Texas, 75701, or call toll-free at 1-888-578-8791, or call 1-903-939-2929 during regular business hours. You may visit our website at www.cgi.org or email us at armorofgodcgi.org. We appreciate your prayers and support.
This program is sponsored by the Church of God International and supported by our viewers.